navigate the journey to becoming a great lawyer with expert guidance on topics that range from trial skills to corner office management. Here you will learn how to tap into your potential for legal greatness. I'm Andrew Smiley, and this is The Mentor, ESQ.
Thank you for joining me. As always, so happy to have you all on my programs. And I start to scroll through the list of who is on so far of the about 450 of us. And I do see a lot of colleagues. I see a lot of people who could be giving this lecture instead of me, people with more experience than me. I see some adversaries that do the defense side. So I'm going to really try and go out of my way in this program to give pointers for both plaintiff and defense, even though we all know I do plaintiff's work and that's my area of specialty. I've never defended a case in my life. I probably never will, but I can give sort of what missteps I've seen from the other side as well. And again, you know, there's nothing wrong with defense medical malpractice attorneys attending my program, seeing my playbook, seeing how I work things up. It's funny, a lot of people always ask me, why do you say all this stuff? Why do you, you know, you just wrote a book about how you litigate cases, and aren't you worried people are going to steal your stuff? And aren't you worried your adversaries are going to see what you're doing and it's going to help them defend the cases better against you? And the answer is no. Everybody does it their own way. What I like to share is what I've done, and you can take whatever you want from it, however it helps you. If it helps you defend your cases better, if it helps you defend cases against me better, I'm all for it. If it helps you work up your cases better, that's the goal. We are a community. We wouldn't be here without each other. The push, the pull. We need adversaries on both sides for the system to work, and we want it to work at its highest level, and being as informed as we can be is the way we can do it. So I want to give a plug, as always, to the Academy. These programs are free. If you feel like you've been getting a lot of benefit from the programming of the Academy, from my lectures, from other lectures, please join. You'll get a discount by the fact that you've already attended CLEs. Reach out to Michelle. You could get involved. You can change the law. You can screen Court of Appeals judges. You could get on our boards. You can give CLEs. It's such a great organization. So I really encourage you, if you're not a member, to join. Okay, so we are in the series talking about how to litigate medical malpractice cases and how to successfully do it. We are in part two. Last month, in part one, we talked about the initial screening from that first call contact. Is it a case you want to take on? And now in part two, we're going to go to what I believe is the best natural next step once you have that signed retainer, once you have all the medical records. And that is getting your experts on board, getting them on board early. I'm going to talk today about why I feel it's so important to get them on board early, how to get those experts, where to find them, what you can expect to pay for them, how to use your experts properly to help you build your case, and how to avoid so many pitfalls that I've seen. I can't tell you how many lawyers